this is Jill Najo. I'm filling in for Larry Mueller today. Thanks so much for joining us on the Ideas Network. We had planned to have vehicle maintenance expert Jim Ward back with us. He is not at the studios right now. So in the meantime, we thought that it would be kind of fun just to open the lines and see what our listeners would like us to cover on some of our future shows. So if you would like to do that, share your ideas. You can give us a call, the number 1-800-642-1234, or you can send an email to ideas@wpr.org. And I can tell you that we've gotten a lot of really good ideas from our callers in the past. So we're always willing to listen. Or maybe we actually have something coming up that you're suggesting. Heck, can do gardening. We can do pretty much anything. So give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Or again, you can send an email to ideas@wpr.org. We do have a call coming in right now. We appreciate that. Again, we did have plans to have Jim Ward back on to talk about vehicle maintenance. Hopefully he's on his way, or we can get him on the phone so we can switch to that. If not, well, we're going to talk to you. So give us a call again, 1-800-642-1234. And we've got Chris in Chippewa Falls that will be coming up in just a second, so we can talk about that. But we'd like to hear from you, like I said. One of the ideas that we had gotten from our listeners before was to talk about what it's like to produce behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on at our show and some of the other shows here at WPR. So in between calls, maybe I can talk a little bit about that. But first, let's talk to Chris in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Chris. What's your idea?
Yeah, hi. I know you all do cover on the Ideas Network state politics very well and thoroughly, and my hope is that you'll not just continue to do so, but really delve into gerrymandering and the effect that it's having on our state, with the Supreme Court having bounced the ruling back down to us at the state level. It'd just be really great to hear you all continue to do what you've been doing well. But as the story continues to change and adapt and unfold, covering the impact it's going to have on us as we go to vote this fall.
Sure. Yeah, that's something we are definitely going to continue to cover, not necessarily on our show, but definitely the morning show and Central Time have been doing a lot of interviews about that. Also, I don't know if you have watched or gone online to Wiscontext, which is a group that is doing more in-depth interviewing and writing articles about different things, but they work with us and with the TV, and they have a great article on gerrymandering, a couple of them. So I'd suggest you take a look at Wiscontext. Go to their website. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate your call. And let's go to Kelvin next in Madison. Hi, Kelvin.
Hi. My suggestion is kind of sometimes we need to be careful when we bring people on that are part of larger think tanks. Even at the university, we have, you know, scientists that are sometimes influenced by corporations and are paid money to become something that they not always are. And but when it comes to science, we need to be careful of that. And it's the same thing for executive positions in healthcare. These people are part of a club that's connected to insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies, huge administration staffs, and they don't always have the, you know, the public's best interest in mind. You know, they're being paid differently to, you know, be a part of a club that has a general consensus among them. And sometimes I think information is skewed because of that.
Right. Well, thank you, Kelvin. We really appreciate you giving that. And we do try to bring in alternative views whenever possible. So we appreciate that. Thanks for your call. Let's go next to Janie in Nacusha.
Hello.
Hi, what's your idea?
Well, I was wondering, with all the produce coming on, cherries and berries and peaches, et cetera, to have someone on and talk about making a really good pie, because every berry or whatever, there's something different to a crust. You know, I remember the way my mom used to do elderberries. you had to do something with more sugar in the bottom of the crust. And
right.
just the day mm-hmm. of talking about making pies for the summer.
Well, I think that's a great idea, and that's close to my heart because I love making pies myself, and this is certainly the best time of year to be making pies, I think. So that's a great idea, Janie. I'll look into it and see if I can find a pie expert that we can talk to. Thank you. Let's see. If you have an idea for us for the Larry Mueller Show, we would really like to hear from you today. Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. And, of course, we can also take your email. So you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. I think we actually lost somebody, didn't we? Okay. Well, sorry about that. I mean, earlier I had mentioned that we had gotten a really good idea about maybe having some of the producers from Wisconsin Public Radio on just to kind of talk about some of the things we do. I am the producer for the Larry Mueller Show, and I've been doing that for, 2.5 years now. And it's kind of interesting to know what goes on behind the scenes. And I can tell you, I also screen calls. So if you call, you talk to me first, usually. Today, Jane Rotunda is doing that for us. But we ask questions like basically, what do you want to talk about? What's your name? Where are you calling from? And the other thing that a lot of people don't know is that when I put them on hold, they actually hear the show on their phone, so they don't have to listen to their radio. And there's actually a little bit of a time delay, so it gets kind of confusing. It looks like we have Marty ready in Verona. Hi, Marty. What should we talk about?
Hi, I would love to hear you cover about children learning a foreign language at younger ages. In our country, it's very common for us to not start children on a foreign language until middle school or high school. And yet the research shows that the language learning neurons are actually shutting off by age 7 and again by age 12. That physically makes it harder to learn languages later. And there's been a huge increase in the Madison or Dane County area of dual language immersion or two-way immersion programs. I'm a Spanish teacher for preschoolers, and I've just been amazed at the demand that parents are seeing the value in this, but our school systems are not.
Right. Yeah. So you teach right now.
Yes.
And it's.
Yeah, I primarily teach ages 3 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out just working with preschoolers 12 years ago and just as something that I love to do. And the demand has been amazing. It's become a full-time job for me. And I'm looking into training other teachers because parents want this. They see the value in it. And there's more and more two-way immersion elementary schools, and they can't keep up with the demand mm-hmm. of the native English speakers who want to learn second languages.
Right. No, that's a really good idea. We'll definitely look into that because I think that would be interesting for a lot of our listeners to hear about, too. Thank you so much, Marty. Appreciate that. Let's go next to Kate in Park City. Hi, Kate. What would you like us to talk about?
I would love to hear a show about household tips, not really home repair, but ways to get stains out of a couch or simple home hacks for all kinds of things. I think that would be really great.
I think that's a great idea, Kate, and I actually have been trying to find someone that we can use as an expert. That's one of the problems, I was talking about being a producer before, is we have ideas, but we need to find somebody who is willing to come on with us, number one, who has a good background that we can trust that they know what they're talking about. So that's another thing. If you have ideas and you have an expert for us, please share that with us, because we would really appreciate that. Thank you so much for that, Kate. We appreciate you calling in and giving us that idea, and I will definitely look into it. That, again, is part of what I do as a producer, is look for people who are experts and cultivate those and ask different experts and go all over the place looking for referrals. We also do books, of course, so we get books here all the time, and we, Larry, now look at him and say, hey, do we want to do this book or not? And we kind of go from there. What would our audience like to hear about? That's another thing you can give us a call with. Is there a book that you've just read that's fairly new that you think would be a good for us to talk to the author about? You can give us a call about that, too. Right now, Aaron in Peshtigo has some info for us. Hi, Aaron. What would you like us to talk about?
Hi, I'd love to hear a show about regenerative farming practices. I know you guys cover gardening and specifically organic type things on the show, but looking at more mainstream large-scale farming practices like rotational or managed grazing, no-till and cover crop farming, practices that are done on bigger farms that are helpful for growing good food, building healthy soils, and giving us clean water.
Do you have someone or some organization that you think would be helpful for us to talk to?
Well, I work for UW Extension, and we have a plethora of people that...
Yes. And we use UW Extension experts all the time. So that that's a great idea, Aaron. We'll definitely take a look at that. So thank you so much. What do you do for the Extension?
I work for UW Discovery Farms. We do on-farm water quality research. And then I also raise grass-fed beef on a farm in Festrico.
Oh, interesting. Well, that, maybe we should talk with you sometime, Aaron. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate that. Now let's go to Dave in Mount Horeb. Hi, Dave.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I know Larry sometimes has would have financial experts on this or that topic. And I think a timely topic would be for parents of young adults, the young adults being maybe late 20s, early 30s, who are stuck in rental situations, can't quite get over the hump to get their first home or condo, and some strategies to do that, some do's, some don'ts, some alternatives. A lot of Madison area people have young adults in different states, but I think it's a timely topic both here in Dane County and throughout Wisconsin, as well as across the country, how parents can help without making big mistakes, what kind of work they can do together to help their young adult children get that first home ownership, be it a house or a condo.
Right, especially now with the market being so tight. That's a really good idea, Dave. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'll be writing all these down later. Don't have time right now, but I'll write them down and definitely look into them for everybody who calls. Do you have a good idea for us for a future show topic? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to an email to ideas@wpr.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. You are listening to The Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Najow. I'm sitting in for Larry today, and we are going to be listening to you. Do you have a good idea for us to do a show? What topics would you like to hear about? Is there an expert that you think that we should talk to? Or maybe there's a book that really moved you and you think we should share it with our listeners. We would like to hear from you. The number you can call, 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to ideas@wpr.org. So let's go back to the phones. They're all filled right now. Next up, Ken in Mayville. Hi, Ken. What's your great idea?
Hi, Jill. You know, as a chef, there's been a huge resurgence in probably the last 10 years in artisanal butchery, you know, going back to the old school butcher shop, butchers that actually age and take a lot of pride in the meat, and also organic grass-fed beef and meats have also been making a big comeback, and charcuterie. There's great resources between Madison and Milwaukee. There's a number of excellent butcher shops, as well as the UW has a quite extensive meat program, you know, at the university. So the meat sciences program is really good there too.
Well, that's a wonderful idea, Ken. I really like that. And thank you so much for having ideas for where we can find experts to come in and talk about that. I'm old enough to remember the butcher shops with the sawdust on the floor. So that was always kind of interesting. Thanks, Ken. We really appreciate that. Let's go to Tom in Oshkosh. Hi, Tom. What do you think we should talk about?
Hello.
Hi.
My idea is that I would like to see a history of Social Security here in the United States and the borrowing that's been done against it by our government. And is there any history of that borrowing being paid back?
Do you have any resources or anything that you've read or seen that would help us find an expert? Tom?
I have not, actually. I have gotten a lot of hearsay that I don't trust.
Right.
But that I really have not heard of any attempts to pay back money that was removed from Social Security.
Okay.
And would like to know, when there are discussions of it going bankrupt, how that is going to be redressed.
Right, because it does seem to kind of depends on who you're talking to. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. If we don't do it, maybe I can pass it on to the morning show or Central Time. That's also a topic that they might be interested in. Do you have an idea for a topic that you would like to hear more about? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can send us an email, ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page, too. And we've got a few more calls coming in. I was talking earlier about, being a producer, and some tips that would help me when you call in would be if you're, we have a lot of people that call from their cars, and we understand that you maybe are using a Bluetooth and it might be dangerous for you to pick up the handset, and we certainly don't want you to do that. But if there's any way for you to safely do that, maybe pulling over, that it just makes a better connection for us. So that would be wonderful if you could do that, so we can hear you better and listeners could hear you better. Also, if you could just kind of summarize what it is that you want to talk about or what your question is, that's helpful for us too, because part of my job is to make sure that we get the calls through and to Larry as he's doing the show as quickly as possible, and that's helpful. So our screener today is Jane Rotunda, who's also our executive producer, and she's doing as fast as she can getting your calls through. That's another thing, too, is when we put you on hold, don't hang up and call again. You're not going to get through any faster. In fact, it'll put you behind in the queue. So that's a tip for you from me. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jared in Green Bay. Hi, Jared.
Hi.
Hi. What should we talk about?
Well, I guess I was thinking we have such a diverse fishery here in the state where we could talk about the Great Lakes fishery. We could talk about inland fishing, DNR, talk to local fishing guides, and maybe even impact of tournament fishing throughout the state, or just methods from anglers throughout the state.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anybody or any organization in mind that would be good for guests?
Well, I think you could talk to, like, the Cabela's NTC, which is a tournament, walleye tournament, the Bassmasters, and then any major guide service out of our Lake Michigan ports.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah, that sounds like a great Wednesday show. So I will definitely look into that for you. Thank you, Jared. Appreciate the call. Next, let's go to Joe in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon. This morning, I'd like to think about something more on the fun side for families.
Yeah, sure.
Like Wisconsin has a handful of like amazing Renaissance fairs.
Yes.
Between Ren and the Glen, the Rogues and Ruffians, and Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to talk about, actually, because the group of people, the community, what it brings together, a lot of people to organize this, bring in a lot of young local talent, and a lot of local businesses to show off their goods for a cheap, relatively cheap price, and a lot of fun.
Yeah, relatively cheap.
Yeah, Run of the Glen is like very reasonable, like $10 for a full day.
Mm-hmm. And it is great for families too. I know I've gone to a number of them. I enjoy them greatly. What's your favorite, Joe?
Well, Run of the Glen, because
Run of the Glen,
cause GM there.
I was wondering if you had a connection somewhere.
But Rogues and Ruffians, you know, they're actually moving from we're Nuclearis to Bear Booth this year for more room. So, stuff like that should be kind of thrown out there that people know, because a lot of these people like and love going to these.
Oh, yes, definitely. And where is yours?
Mine is in Glenwood City near Downing, just northwest of Menominee, Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. And is there a website that actually lists Wisconsin Renaissance? I believe there is.
There is, yes.
Okay. So people could just Google that and they could get a listing and information websites, that kind of a thing.
Yes,
so,
there is.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. We do appreciate your call. Do you have an idea for a topic that you'd like us to cover on the Larry Mueller Show? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Let's go next to Anthony in Germantown. Hi, Anthony.
Hello.
So what's your idea?
My idea is more innovative backyard growing through practices like permaculture.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit about what permaculture is?
Yeah. Permaculture is the practice of cultivating your own food in a more sustainable way to build up ground soil and topsoil that actually is fertile. And it would prevent erosion and many of the challenges that we're like starting to come across with erosion and flooding. So if people start to adopt permaculture, say, into their backyard practices, instead of just keeping, like, normal bare green lawns, you can implement different fruits, vegetables, perennials, all sorts of things to feed yourself, your family, and your community, while also, keeping the ground soil nice and making
right.
the land a better place.
Right. And do you have any suggestions for someone we could talk to about that?
I believe Midwest Permaculture would be the first place to go to because it's more for our local region.
Okay.
None of it. That's the one that comes to mind.
Okay. And I'm assuming you do this yourself?
I actually do not. It's just something I've recently looked into and
okay.
It's an innovative idea that more people should hear about. So.
Well, great. Thank you for sharing that with us, Anthony. I'll definitely look into that. Next up, we have Carrie in Eau Claire. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi. What's your idea for us to talk about?
Well, I am really concerned about all the plastic that we use and all the plastic bags that I see people using. So I'd really like to come up with a dialogue about how we can start to lessen that, perhaps by either charging people at the grocery store to buy a plastic bag, also trying to educate our youth better about how to recycle. I feel like it's really it's hard for people to recycle wisely and smartly and correctly. So I'd really just like, more ideas and information on recycling.
Sure, and it varies so much from community to community. Is there someone or some organization that you think would be a good resource for us?
Well, we all get the newsletter quarterly or twice a year from the different cities and municipalities. And I just think that would be a good place to start. But even just to have that open dialogue mm-hmm. about greasy pizza boxes not being recyclable or, just different.
Sure.
I think there's experts out there, and especially maybe the garbage haulers. And, they might have some real ideas for us on how to better recycle and how to use up our recyclables in a better way.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie, for sharing that with us. We appreciate that. Next, we've got Mike from Mezzomani up. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Great show.
Thank you. What's your suggestion?
My suggestion is Bill Stokes as a guest, the prolific writer. A lot of the older members of the crowd will remember him. He's been on the show in the past, and he has just finished a novel that's been lifelong in the making, and he's a great guest to have on Larry again.
What does Bill write about, Mike?
Well, the latest novel is called Margaret's War, and it's kind of a coming-of-age piece that relates a lot to the prisoners of war during World War II that were here in Wisconsin doing a lot of farm work.
Is that relatively new? Did that just come out this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And has what we usually do, and for anybody who's interested and maybe has a book that they would like us to take a look at, send us a copy. We always like to take a look at the book. It helps us just to read some of it. And you can send it to me or the Larry Mueller Show, care of Wisconsin Public Radio. And I don't have the address right in front of me, but you can easily get that, I'm sure. But yeah, anybody who has an idea, likes us to take a look at your book, just send us a copy, okay? Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Up next, we have Maddie in De Pere. Hi, Maddie.
Hi. like show on genetically modified seeds, like for corn, soybeans, wheat, and all that. I'd like to know what makes it genetically modified. And I've heard that they always have something to do with Roundup, the weed killer. And I'd like to know how Roundup is used to, and how it applies to genetically modified seeds that leave the company is Monsanto that produces that.
Right. Okay, Maddie, thank you so much for giving us that tip, and we'll look into that one too. Next, we have Greg in Madison. Hi, Greg. What's your idea?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Auto review, car review show. In fact, Lori Skelton, who works there, doesn't she, Lori?
She does.
Well, her and Matt Joseph, I think, had a show years ago. And I used to love that show. They would review a car every week.
Oh.
And, it was very interesting. So a new car review, or maybe even a used car review to give mm-hmm. people ideas of, it was just a really good show.
Right. Well, I'll talk to Lori about that. Maybe she can give me some idea about what they did, and that would be something we could do once in a while. Definitely. Well, thank you, Greg. We appreciate that call. Next up, we have Lyric in Blanchardville. Hi, Lyric. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for having this call in. What I find myself missing is a few months ago in the evenings, I don't know if it was Monday or Tuesdays, you had a program on the radio with the Native American residents. And what I'd like to feel is some of the positive balance that we need in our life, taking stories from some of our Wisconsin residents who are perhaps Native American or immigrant populations like the Hmong or Black residents, or what is working in our state, so that we have something positive that we can hear that's happening with people who are primarily non-Caucasian, and how they're doing it. So that can help balance all of these negative political things that are happening, but in a really enriching way.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many, Native American groups in Wisconsin that we're not hearing from, and I really enjoyed it when public radio did have that program for an hour a few times in the evening that one time.
Right, and Wisconsin Public Radio, as part of our mission is to bring diverse voices to the radio, and so that was a wonderful series, and I know we're working on more things like that, and we do try to find guests who have different points of view and come from different backgrounds, and so, yes, Lyric, we really appreciate your comment on that, and we certainly are trying to do that, and if anyone, again, has an idea of someone who they would really like to hear on the radio, on our airwaves, please. Give us a call. Let us know. Write to us. Contact us through our website, WPR.org. We are always, always looking for new voices. So do that. Thank you so much, Lyric. We really appreciate that. Do you have an idea for a show, for the Larry Mueller Show? Or, if you want us to pass it on for one of our other shows, we're willing to listen to that, too. The number that you can call to tell us about it is 1-800-642-1234. And, of course, you can email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And let's go back to the phone. And we do have some open lines, by the way. We got Joe in Wausau. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I saw a program on public television, University Place, a lecture by Douglas Tallamy about planting native plants in order to increase the population of moths and butterflies, which in turn increases the population of birds. So we all like pretty flowers, but they don't do much to increase wildlife. I think a program about planting for wildlife would be interesting.
Well, thank you, Joe. And actually, we talk about that quite a bit on the Larry Mueller Show. Wednesdays, we talk about the outdoors and wildlife. And on Fridays, of course, gardening talk. And excuse me, a lot of our guests are definitely experts on planting native plants and native gardening. Yesterday, we talked to PJ Leash, and he was talking about it's actually Wisconsin Pollinators Week. So we were talking about pollinators. But we always are looking for new experts. So thank you for for that tip, Joe. I will definitely look into that. Do you have a expert that you think that we should talk to? Have you seen a television show, probably on Wisconsin Public Television, that maybe we should talk about that topic or talk to that expert? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. And we'll go back to the phones in just a bit. Jane is trying to process everybody through. Again, as I was saying earlier, it seems like all the lines ring at the same time, so it's kind of hard to take this through. Do you actually have a question about what it's like to produce shows for Wisconsin Public Radio? What are some of the things behind the scenes that we can maybe answer your questions about? We also have audience services here, and I don't know if a lot of people know about that, but we have people here that answer your questions about, you know, I heard something on the radio. It was probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe, and it was this great song. I don't know what it was. Can you help me? They do such a wonderful job. I don't have their phone number, unfortunately, in front of me right now, but maybe I can get that later and we can give that out to you. But they're a great resource. They also can answer questions about upcoming shows. You know, if you're a supporter, then they can answer questions about that. So let us know what you'd like to know. We're filling a little time here today, and I'll be happy to answer questions if I can. Let's go back to the phones. Next up, we have Joe in Sturgeon. Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's your idea for us?
I have a couple. One, I wish you would have, maybe you've already done this, but I missed it. It's a guy named Patrick Durkin. Pat Durkin, who's a reporter for USA Today and the Green Bay Press Gazette, among others.
Yeah, actually, Joe, Pat is on two or three times a year with us, actually. Mm-hmm. And what's your other idea?
Great. I guess I missed it. The other idea is that Eric Schmeling, who's the head of wine for the Von Steel Winery in Algoma.
Okay.
He's a fantastic resource on Wisconsin wines and wines across the country.
Great. Well, I'll write that down because we do like to talk about wine, especially around the holidays when everybody's kind of focused on that. But I do know that Wisconsin definitely has a really strong wine producing market these days. Craft winery, I believe they call it. So that's wonderful. Thank you, Joe. We really, really appreciate that. Again, we're just doing ideas today about what you think that you would like to hear on the Larry Mueller Show. Maybe you have a question about what it's like to produce the show. I can answer those questions for you. If you do, give us a call. Our number is 1-800-642-1234, or you can send us an email at ideas@wpr.org. This is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau. I'm sitting in for Larry today on the Ideas Network, and I have a great job today. I get to listen to your ideas about what you think we should talk about on our show. We can talk about things for our show or possibly some of our other shows, so we'd like to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-642-1234. Lines are filled right now, but soon we'll have some open lines, so you can give us a call. So let's go back to those phones. First off, we have Tom in Buffalo County. Hi, Tom.
Hello. Yes, I've been looking in vain for a long time to find a work-at-home job where I can work on my computer part-time and earn money. And I wonder if you have a discussion on, you know, the pros and cons and what are scams and what aren't and so on and so forth.
Right. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that probably would like that too, Tom. I know when we talk to our consumer protection experts once a month, that is one of the things that we have talked about in the past, is that there are a lot of scams out there. So it makes it very, very difficult. Again, that might be a difficult one to find an expert, but I think that's a wonderful idea. I will definitely look into it. Thank you so much. And hopefully in between time, you'll find something to help you out there. Let's go next to Christina in Glenwood City. Hi, Christina. What do you have for us?
Hi there, Jill. Thank you. In November, December of 2017, Wisconsin Public Television did a show about the state capitol. They talked about its history, its architecture. It sounded very interesting.
Yes, actually. And we did talk to the author of a book that came out about the same time. And I think he might have been on that show. But we did. We had a 45-minute episode or show about that. It was very interesting. The book itself is wonderful. And that brings us to another topic, too. If you have maybe heard about a show that we're going to do and you didn't get a chance to listen to it, or maybe you're in your car and you only listened to 10 minutes and you'd really like to hear it or hear it again, you can always go to WPR.org, our website. And if you go to the show site, like you can go to WPR.org/Larry, you'll go to our show page on that website. And you can scroll down and we have shows that go back years and years. And I think you can even just use a search engine for the topic and you'll find lots of shows too. So that's a really good resource for anybody who wants to hear another show again. And Christina, thank you for bringing that up. That was a good way for us to talk about that. And like I said, maybe you'll want to listen to that show too, because it was a good show. So it was a great guest. Next up, let's go to Helen in Madison. Hi, Helen.
Yes, I would like a show relating to needlework. There are many types of needlework, crocheting, knitting, counted cross stitch.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree, Helen. I'm a sewer myself, so I can appreciate that. One of the problems that we've thought about is, how do you talk about sewing and stitching and needlework on the radio? It makes it a little difficult because you can't show it. So if you have an idea of how we can do that, please let us know. We appreciate that. Thank you, Helen. Thank you for the call. Up next is Jenny in Winneconne. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Hi. What's your idea?
Hey, I am really interested and involved with the chronic pain community and how we are so left behind in light of the epidemic of heroin and illegal drugs that are coming across the border. We're kind of left behind, and where do we go? Our medications are cut off and the doses are reduced, and they're not paying much attention to us now. Everything is focused on drugs and the epidemic and what to do about that, and we're kind of left out of the picture and left to fend on ourselves and trying to figure out where to go, who to see, how to get our medications, how to stay comfortable and alive and be able to live a decent life and function, you know, at a young age even. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the very aged population so much, although they are highly affected also. It's all ages, all age groups, and we just really need a lot of help. Where to go, who to ask questions,
right,
how to find the right help.
Yes.
We're not, you know, and not focus so much on the drug users and abusers. That mm-hmm. is a huge epidemic for
right,
sure.
Right, right. No, that's a really good idea. I don't think that we have actually focused on that, and such a good idea. I'm definitely going to look into that. We have a lot of experts from UW Health and elsewhere that I'm sure could help us address that with maybe other types of ways for people to address their pain. So, Jenny, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We will definitely look into that. Next up, we have Tony in Colgate. Hi, Tony. What would you like us to talk about?
Hi. Awesome show you've got going. My idea, I'll plug the guy right away who does the podcast. His name is Maxwell Egan, and his concept, what he talks about, is basically the human situation we have found ourselves in compared to the past, how we live our lives, the jobs we do, and he's very self-empowering. He talks about what we can do as individuals through our own local communities, how we can participate more in government and become more self-government, self-sustainable, and all those sorts of things.
Sure. Yeah, I haven't heard of that podcast. Thank you so much for letting us know about that. It sounds like a really interesting way to look at some of the topics that we look at. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate that. Next, let's go to Sarah, who's in Zion, Illinois. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Okay. You know, I'm really curious about the whole immigration debate lately, and I've been really talking to a lot of people about it, and I always hear people say, well, they're driving down wages, and Americans would work these jobs if they had the chance. And I want to find out if the dairy industry is relying on people who are – I keep hearing that the dairy industry employs a lot of people who aren't here legally because they don't have anyone else to do it, and I want to find out if that's really true.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think that that definitely has come up in other things that we've talked about. It's certainly a great point. We can look into it. I don't know if that's technically something that we would cover on our show, but one of our other news shows might. So thank you for bringing that to our attention, Sarah. We appreciate that. Next, we have Brian in Burlington. Hi, Brian.
Hello there.
What's your idea?
Can you do a CBD oil or a hemp oil? Or because it's medical, you can't do that?
Oh, no. We do medical all the time. I think we actually have talked about that, or we certainly had listeners that have talked about that. And it's something that is coming to the forefront, I think, and it would be a very good topic. So thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate you calling and talking to us about that. Let's go next to Paul in Madison. Hello, Paul. What's your idea for us?
Yes, good morning. I'd be interested in hearing some discussion of the history of the cutover region of northern Wisconsin. I had some relatives that made a go of it up there in the early part of the last century. They bought some of the leftover cutover land after the white pinery was cut down.
Whereabouts?
And a lot of folks made a go of it.
Whereabouts is that, Paul? Paul, where in the state is that?
Oh, that would be north of Eau Claire, basically the entire northern third of the state.
Okay.
Which was probably once owned mostly by the Nat Stout Lumber Company.
Mm-hmm.
And the name Stout, of course, is the fellow that donated UW Stout.
Sure, sure. I did not know that. Paul, do you have is there a book or a person that you know of that knows a lot about that region that you could recommend that we talk to?
Well, I would think that the UW Ag School would have some records of this because Stephen Babcock helped publicize it, helped publicize this, advertising the availability of farmland for folks.
Mm-hmm.
And in conjunction with Mr. Stout, that's maybe part of the reason he was grateful enough to donate the land for UW Stout.
Sure, sure.
And this was pretty much, for example, Sawyer County, Ross Barron, Washburn, all the way up to Lake Superior. Lots of folks were able to buy this land very cheaply. We have in the family photo album, there's pictures of the farms up there in Sawyer County, the stumps as far as you can see with cattle grazing among
them. Wow, that's great, Paul. Well, thank you so much for sharing with that. That will be something I will look into to see if maybe there's some history books or some historians that can help us out with that. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Let's go back to the phones now. We have Christy in Appleton calling. Hi, Christy.
Good afternoon. I'm calling on behalf of my daughter, Maya, who just had to go into a viola lesson, who feels very strongly about preserving milkweed in our natural habitats and raising monarch butterflies.
Yes, and we have a lot of listeners who are very supportive of that, and we do talk about it a lot on the show, Christy. She's probably in school when we're talking about that, though, I would bet.
That must be true. I haven't heard mention of it, but I'd love to hear more, especially this time of year when people could be helping the monarchs.
Yep, absolutely. We talked about it yesterday, and it usually comes up on Friday on Garden Talk. So we do talk about it a lot. And Christy, if your daughter wants to hear more, she can go on WPR.org and just do a search for monarchs, and she'll find lots and lots of stuff. So thank you for reminding us about that. Up next, we have Steve in Madison. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, good morning. Larry Mueller often hosts the Office of Consumer Protection. Calls come in there from time to time regarding health insurance complaints.
Mm-hmm.
They're never addressed there because health insurance complaints are the subject of the Commissioner of Health Insurance for the state of Wisconsin, who is never interviewed on Wisconsin Public Radio. So we need to hear from the office of the Health Insurance Commissioner in order to host a full range of health insurance complaints
that
people have.
And I do think about that every time we have our experts on. I think, I should see if I can get someone for talking about health insurance, and I haven't had any luck, but I haven't put tons of effort into it. So thank you for reminding me about that, Steve. I really appreciate that. Do you have an idea for the Larry Mueller Show? Well, we'd like to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to ideas@WPR.org. In fact, Julie emailed, and she said that she would like to hear about astrology, more cooking, hobbies we can do to make a profit, and how to get started. And that kind of relates to some of the other things that we were talking about. Not the astrology so much, but definitely the cooking and hobbies and making a profit. And Julie, we will look into that also. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Up next on the phone, we've got Marcia in Milwaukee. Hi, Marcia.
Hi, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tying into a lot of questions, and I checked in only about 20 minutes ago, so I hope you haven't covered it. Tying into the milkweed is a program on environmental activism for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of different groups, such as Ducks Unlimited or Trout Unlimited or Friends of the Horicon Marsh or the League of Conservation Voters.
Yes.
That's a Wisconsin component. And one other idea I had is a survey of the nature centers around Wisconsin, and even more particularly a survey of those that are in urban areas. I know Madison has some in its area. Milwaukee has a lot of nature centers.
When you say survey, Marcia, when you say survey, what do you mean by that?
I mean an overview.
Okay.
So to hear about which ones are where and what's mm-hmm. available. There are mm-hmm. a number in the Milwaukee County area. There's River Edge. There's the Urban Ecology Center. My favorite is the Ware Nature Center,
mm-hmm.
which is Franklin, Wisconsin. So there's environmentalism going on and education of children and demonstrations and places to walk, things
right.
like that.
Right, yeah, and there are. Yeah, there are, Marcia. We've actually had on quite a few people who are from those different areas. I've talked about, and I know everybody doesn't hear every show. You should, but you haven't. So I know it's easy to miss, but we do a lot of that. And we did have a suggestion not too long ago that that we maybe do a show that just focuses on citizen science or volunteer opportunities. We haven't found an actual group or organization that's like to be the overall umbrella to that. So what we've been doing is on Wednesdays in particular, we ask people to call in and tell us about, you know, some of the things that they have that people can volunteer. So we're trying to do it that way. But if anybody has heard of anything that is kind of an overall umbrella or wants to start one, that would be a good, there you go, work at home, working on this overall umbrella. There, we solved two problems. Thank you, Marcia. Next up, we have Adam in Madison. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty well.
Thanks for having me. So my idea is having a show based on technology and the use of cell phones and iPads and Facebook and things like that, geared towards a lot of people who may not have a lot of experience with that. I tour retirement communities, and I show them how to use different cell phones and get them on Facebook. And I'm always surprised at how little knowledge they have.
Right.
You know, right off the get-go,
mm-hmm.
And that their grandkids and kids haven't kind of showed them all the ins and outs of how to use the phones, and, you know, really having to start from the basics on how hard to touch the phone, because they're so used to, you know, pressing keys when they grew up and things like that. It's just not, you know, didn't have that technology when they were growing up, of course, but there's a strong interest there, I'm realizing, like a really... Once they get it, they want more of it, and they want to connect more with their grandkids and kids and things like that. So
that's that's a great idea, Adam, and thank you for doing that, because I know that there's a big need for that, and senior centers are really good places to go. We do talk about technology the first Monday of every month. Excuse me, talking a lot today. We do talk about technology the first Monday of every month, and we do try to bring that up, and we do have open questions, but it's a great idea to just focus maybe on those who really don't know much about technology and how to use it, and that there's that fear factor right there. So thank you very much, Adam. We appreciate you calling and giving us that idea. And let's go to Kathy in Milwaukee. Kathy, what is your idea?
Hi. when Kathleen Dunn was still on the air, she did frequently interviews with independent booksellers.
Yes.
About what's new and what is being recommended. And I would like to see that come back, either with Larry being such a Renaissance man as he is. I think he'd be able to do it really well. And, you know, once a month, once every 2 months, and he could have booksellers from varying places. And that I would really enjoy having.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with you. And I actually thought about that same thing myself. I have not followed through, and I will now. I appreciate that, Kathy. And actually, let's go to Karen real quick in Oshkosh. Hi, Karen. We only got a minute. What do you want us to talk about?
I know a young man who's an international ice fishing champion.
International?
Nobody realizes that, in spite of all the ice fishing in Wisconsin.
Wow.
International championship scene.
Well, that's wonderful. Karen, what is his name?
His name is Nick Schurz.
Nick Schurz. Okay, and he's from where?
He lives in Tomahawk.
Tomahawk, okay.
But he's originally from Oshkosh.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate that. I'm definitely looking into that. That I did not know that. See, we love to hear from you. And today we are listening to you. We are getting ideas for what you'd like to hear on the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Najoe, and I'm sitting in for Larry today. We're going to be going to news, but we'll be back. So if you want to give us a call, the number 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. We'll be right back after this news update. Hi, this is Jill Najoe. I'm filling in for Larry Mueller today. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network. We'd originally planned to have our vehicle maintenance expert, Jim Ward, back on us, but unfortunately had a little bit of emergency at work. Nothing to worry about. I'm sure he handled it. But in the meantime, since we weren't able to have him on, we thought, well, let's talk to you, our listeners. We get so many great ideas from you about what we should have on our show. So we've opened up the lines, the number 800-642-1234. We do have the lines full right now, but write that down and you can give us a call later. You can also email us. The email is ideas@wpr.org. So let's just go right back to the phones. First up, we've got Pat in Duluth. Hi, Pat.
Hi. This is in reference to the person who called about monarchs.
Yes.
And I wanted to expand it to beyond monarchs. In southeastern Wisconsin, you have an excellent group, a local chapter of the North American Butterfly Association. And they do fantastic work with educating the public and on everything, habitats, flowers that they need, et cetera.
Okay, and what was the name of the group again, Pat?
If you Googled North American Butterfly Association,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And then click on chapters, I believe they're the only one in Wisconsin.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Pat, calling all the way from Minnesota. We appreciate that. Next, let's go to Jan in Muskoda. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I'd love to hear a program about the science regarding the 2010 patenting of Roundup as a broad-spectrum antibiotic and implications of that, such as antibiotic resistance buildup. And I don't have an expert in mind. I do know there are some international studies that have been done, but would love to hear more about it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Jan. Appreciate that call. Next, we have John in Reed. Hi, John. What would you like us to talk about?
I would like to talk about Christmas trees.
It's a little early, John.
I don't mean to buy. I mean, how they're grown, what pests you might have, how long it takes to grow one.
Are you thinking about becoming a Christmas tree farmer yourself?
Yeah, well, I got 30 acres up here, and I ain't doing nothing with. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know that there is a Christmas Tree Growers Association in Wisconsin, so that would be a good place for us to go. And we'll definitely look into that. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call. And let's go to Greg in La Crosse. Hi, Greg.
Hi. My dad and my uncle grew ginseng in Monroe and Vernon County for about 40 years, and they just retired, so they would probably be happier than heck to come in and talk with Larry about it.
They're doing nothing, apparently, right?
Yeah, kind of. Not many people know this, but Wisconsin produces the best ginseng in the world, and you can only plant ginseng on a piece of land once. So they were kind of nomads, and they would love to share their stories.
Wow, that is really interesting, Greg. I've always thought that that would be a good show, but did not know who to talk to. So if you could contact me either through our website or by calling our listener services, that would be wonderful. And I'd mentioned earlier our listener services are the kind of the clearinghouse for any questions you have about WPR or actually WPT, the public television, too. You can call them if you have any questions, if there was music you heard or a show you missed. Their number is 800-747-7444. Again, 800-747-7444. That's Listener Services. And Greg, please give them a call and give me the names and contact information for your dad. And I'd love to talk to them about it. Thank you so much. Next, let's go to Linda in Stevens Point. Hi, Linda. Hi, Linda. Are you there? Oh, looks like we don't have Linda, but she wanted to know how, talk about how to read body language. I think that's a great topic. When I hosted on Tuesday, I believe it was, we did talk to a psychologist who was talking about smiles and some of the things that smiles will tell us. And she had a question about body language, and she wasn't quite sure about that. So that's another great topic. I'm sure there's someone here at UW who's studying body language. So thank you, Linda, for that idea. Next up, we have John in Lake Kelly. Hi, John.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Where's Lake Kelly, John? I'm not familiar with it.
It's right between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
Oh, beautiful place. What's your idea?
Finding someone that is a successful podcast and having them come on to explain how to get a podcast going.
Okay. I know we do have podcasts here, so maybe someone from Wisconsin Public Radio could talk about that. But there's a lot of people trying to start one. Are you?
Not yet, but I'm interested because my son wants to start one, and I'd like to get some information for him.
Okay. I know that it's a difficult thing to do to get popular, but you never know. Thank you, John. We'll look into that. Appreciate the call. Next up, we have Dave in Bloomer. Hi, Dave. What would you think what would be a good topic for us?
As a honeybee keeper myself, it'd be nice to have a program on honeybees, keeping honeybees.
Yeah, we talk about how good they are for our pollinators, but we don't talk about actually having how to do it very often. Is there an organization in the state you think would be a good place to go?
Well, there's many clubs. There's many beekeeping clubs in the state. I would imagine that would be a good start to get somebody on that, be part of a club. I'm very new at it myself and enjoying it a lot.
Okay, well, great. I know we need more beekeepers, and that's certainly something that we will look into because that would be a great Wednesday topic for us. Next, we have Lucille in Austin, Minnesota. Hi, Lucille.
Hi. I'd like to hear more about quilting and the art of quilting and how it's making a revision back into today's time and the new modern quilt versus the old.
Right,
typical.
Right, yeah. So it would be a little bit more about the history and what's going on in the quilting world right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, and the revival of it, yep.
Right, right. And we do have a quilt show that comes up every fall, and we usually do have someone on to talk about. Unfortunately, Nancy Zeman's no longer with us, that she can talk about it. But hopefully we will be talking about that in the fall. So keep listening. The quilting show here in Madison is huge and gets bigger every year. So you're totally right. We definitely have a lot more people interested in quilting. So thank you for bringing that up, Lucia. We appreciate that. Let's go to Stephen in Galesville. Hi, Stephen.
Good afternoon. How are you folks?
We're doing well. What do you want to talk about on our show?
I would like to have a discussion of the feasibility of opening up the state-sponsored retirement program to the inhabitants of Wisconsin. The state has characteristically brought back a very nice return on the investment of retirement funds for state employees. What I'd like to see is that available to the state inhabitants as an IRA so that we could participate in the growth also.
Well, that's a really interesting idea. I think that a lot of people would be interested in hearing about that. Not sure who we would talk to or if it's a topic for Larry Mueller, but I think maybe one of our other shows might be interested in tackling that. Thanks for the idea, Stephen. We really appreciate that. Do you have an idea that you think would be a great topic for the Larry Mueller Show or even one of our other shows? We'd like to hear from you. We do have an open line, 1-800-642-1234. And again, you can send us an email, ideas@WPR.org. We may not get to your email on air, but that does not mean we will not see it. So please go ahead and send that to us because I'm always looking for ideas. I know Larry's always looking for ideas. So we would like to hear your thoughts. Let's go back to the phone. We've got John in Green Bay. Hi, John.
Yes, hi. I would like to have a show on about the extinction of the passenger pigeon.
Okay.
And I think a good guest would be, I believe it would be Professor Emeritus Stan Temple or Templeton from the university.
Uh-huh. I believe we've talked with him before.
Okay.
I think we actually touched on that subject a lot too long ago with a book, and I'm afraid I can't tell you what the name of the book was. I'm sorry. But we did talk about it a little bit, and it was a very interesting topic. So we'll talk to Stan, and maybe we can ask him to talk a little bit more about it. Thank you, John. We appreciate your call. Next, we have Karen in Cambridge. Hi, Karen.
Hi. I'd love to hear a show about loneliness, particularly as it relates to a significant health risk for elderly. I don't know where you would get a speaker, but the statistics I've read have come from AARP, that loneliness is more significant than smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
I've heard things, I don't know if it was like that particular one, but I've definitely heard about things lately where loneliness is definitely a health risk. Karen, is that something that you've help with people who are lonely?
I'm in healthcare, and I work in hospice.
Oh.
And so we work with folks, our volunteers, and, besides having a terminal illness, there's a significant amount of loneliness.
Yes.
And I think I suspect you could find a social psychologist or...
Oh, I'm sure we could. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great topic, and I really appreciate you bringing that up to us, Karen. I'll definitely look into that. Great topic to share with people. Next up on the phone, we've got Anthony in Menominee Falls. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
What would you think is a good idea for us to talk about?
So before I get to that, I want to address Karen's concern. There's a website that I came across called the FullCircleProject.com, and all it is about is basically connecting you with people in your local community. It shows like a little blip on your map for other people that are looking to make connections. So I know that's one website where you can go to meet people, basically. And that's what it's meant for.
And it was full, like FULL circle?
Yes. Okay. Full Circle Project, I believe.
Project. Okay, wonderful. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no. And
your idea?
For a show would be, there's this new technology coming out called 5G. It's the new wireless technology. We've got 4G right now for all of our cell phones and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But the way all these new smart devices are coming out, the electromagnetic field is basically getting filled up. So they've got to create a new technology, and it's called the 5G stuff. And there's a lot of scientists speaking out about it because regarding the electromagnetic fields on it, they're not sure how it's going to affect human health. It's something new that we're exposing our bodies to 24/7, basically, wherever we live, in schools and on roads and in our homes. So people are speaking out about the health effects of it and what we can do to create a technology that would be beneficial yet still safe for us to use, because people are reporting bad things and good things from this sort of stuff. So a website you could go to for stuff regarding that would be the In Power Movement. And they just talk about all sorts of stuff regarding this topic.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard about that, so that's a good thing for us to look into. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate both of your things for information for us. Next up is Kathleen in Montello. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. I would really like to hear a program on local historical societies and museums around the state. There are so many wonderful small historical societies that put on great programs all summer long, all year long, and we just don't hear enough about that. And the two people that I can think of that would maybe make good guests for you to talk about that are Janet Seymour and Rick Bernstein with the Wisconsin State Historical Society. They're the local history field representatives. And then there's a lot of local historical societies that would love to also participate in something like that.
That's a great idea, Kathleen. I think we've had that before, and I did start looking into it. We have had experts from the Historical Society, but I think we just kind of focused on the big ones. So getting the local ones and those two people will be wonderful contacts for me. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Next up, we have Lyle in Montello. Hi, Lyle. What would you like us to talk about?
Two in a row from Montello. I think it'd be a great idea to talk about raising chickens in urban environments. And there's a lot of cities and stuff out there that are allowing it nowadays, and there's some that aren't. And I just think it'd be interesting to hear both sides of that and maybe, you know, have a good conversation about it.
So do you grow or do you have chickens? Do you raise chickens?
Well, I want to really badly, but the city of Montello does not allow it.
Oh, okay.
But I've been trying to work on changing that, but it's not really an easy thing to change until everybody gets the right information.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
There's so many counties out there that have changed it and updated that policy, and some of them are even pushing the idea, and they want people to do it. So, but then, you know, you have other ones like Montello that are super, you know, small towns,
sure.
And they won't allow it. So I just think it'd be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I know we've talked about actually how to raise chickens in the city, but as far as how to or why they should be allowed in cities, we have not gone there. So that would be a great topic for us. Thank you, Lyle. We really appreciate your call. Let's go to Lewis in Madison. Hi, Lewis.
Hi. I would like to hear a show about space exploration.
Space exploration?
Yes.
Oh, what areas of that would you like to hear about?
I don't know. Stars?
Stars themselves?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Is there a certain area that you like to look into or do you like to know about or read about?
Well...
No? Just all of it?
I would like to learn... about gas giants.
Okay, great, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Lewis. We really appreciate you giving us that idea. We do talk about astronomy a couple times a year, and that would be a topic that we can add to one of those. So Lewis, hopefully you can listen. You'll probably be at school when we do it, but maybe you can listen online. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go to Lori in Hales Corners. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I wonder if your audience has heard that Coco the gorilla died.
Oh.
Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am. I did not hear that. When did that happen?
Well, a Tuesday.
Okay.
And it's making some of the headlines, and I've gone to spend some time on YouTube, and it is so interesting. I've also seen Mr. Rogers interacting with, I think it was Coco, or it could have been a different gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm proposing is that we spend time watching nature, spend time understanding that animals are capable of more than we originally thought. And it's fascinating.
It is, Lori. We've had a number of authors on who have written books regarding that same topic, not necessarily Coco, but just the feelings and what it's like to be in an animal's mind. So we definitely agree with you. Thank you so much. Let's go to Mary in Madison. Hi, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hello. The city of Madison has contracted with a firm to gas the unwanted geese and oil their eggs so they won't hatch, our beloved summer visitors. Because I think they get comments, complaints from people that they can't sunbathe in the parks because there's poop in the parks. They can't walk barefooted. Hey, instead of killing our little friends, why not think of something other than that? Such as collecting them and taking them to a wildlife preserve, or hiring a teenager to run a sweeper and sweep up the poop.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mary. Appreciate you bringing that to our attention. I know that is a big problem for a lot of municipalities, and there's a lot of different ways that that situation is being addressed. So we'll take a look at that. We still have time for you to call 1-800-642-1234, and we can get your ideas for what you think we should talk about on the Larry Mueller Show. Let's go back to the phones. We have Grace in Green Bay who has an idea for us. Hi, Grace.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm a huge advocate for public libraries, and I know Larry Mueller has done some speaking events at local libraries throughout Wisconsin, and I thought it would be great to talk about just some of the services they provide to the community, especially since September is actually library card sign-up month.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe talking to, like, the American Library Association or maybe some public libraries in Wisconsin and just, you know, reminding people to get out and use your library.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much, Grace. Thanks for that reminder, because a lot of times we, you know, it's not just books, people. There's a lot of things that you can, the library can help you out with. We did have an email from Jacqueline in Green Bay, and she said that Wisconsin has many small towns and villages, and she'd like to see an occasional focus on one of these communities, their history, unique features, recreation opportunities in the area, economic challenges, etc. She grew up in Marathon, and she thinks that that would be a really great topic for us. Well, thank you very much, Jacqueline. That is something we will definitely look into. Thank you very much. So we've got time for just a few more calls. I think we need to go to Frank in Racine next. Hi, Frank.
Hi. The English language and how it's misused.
Okay. Any specific?
Yeah, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
You hear it a lot. Someone is asking you, where is it at?
Oh.
What's the difference between where is it at and where is it?
Right. Yes, we hear that a lot. We hear that a lot. I think we all have those things that drive us crazy. I know, I can't remember, what's the one that I don't like? Now, I can't think of it because I'm on the air, but, oh, I couldn't care less. And people say, I could care less. That drives me bonkers. I think just a show with that. What drives you nuts when people say it? We could do that. Thank you so much, Frank. We really appreciate you bringing that in. That's a really good idea. I'll bet you someone has written a book about that at some point. So we'll take a look at that. Again, I want to thank everybody for calling in. We probably have time for one more if we can get them in, but we're taking ideas from you, our listeners today, because you are thoughtful people because you listen to WPR. What you think would be good topics for us on the Larry Mueller Show. So you can still email those to us. The email address is ideas@WPR.org, or, you know, post them to the Ideas Network Facebook page anywhere there. They can help us out with that there too. Earlier I had mentioned listener services, that they're the people to call if you have a question about a show, if you have an idea in general, if you have a complaint. They're there to listen to you. That number is 1-800-747-7444. Again, 800-747-7444. Thank you so much for being part of the show today. We really appreciate your contributions, and we'll have Jim Ward back again. He's going to be on with us on August 16th. Thanks so much to Dave Potras for technical direction and Jane Rotunda for taking all those calls today for on-air production. Hope you can join us tomorrow for Garden Talk. Larry's going to be back to talk with our guest about grafting vegetables and, of course, taking your questions. That's tomorrow at 11 or 7 on Saturday morning. I'm Jill Joe. I'm sitting in for Larry Mueller today. Thanks for listening to the Ideas Network. Stay with us. There's always more to come.